Hello and welcome to another Fifi, Fev and Byron catch-up special. Time to relive some of our favourite moments. Fifi, Fev and Byron put their relationship to the test, seeing if they could live together for 24 hours.
Okay, Fev, I have been working on something behind the scenes because a couple of things. We are sponsored by the wonderful people at Mandalay. Resort-style living. We love having them on board. And every day we talk about how wonderful it would be to go and live in a Mandalay home. And you've got the golf course and you've got the restaurant there. No.
Did you hear what Fev thinks
the
surprise is?
Yeah, I know what he thinks. That's not the surprise. We've laughed and joked over the last few months when we talk about Mandalay that we should live together. You know, we should buy one and live together.
Be very careful here, Boxy.
No, wait for it, Fev. We're doing it.
Yeah,
you, me and Byron are going to live together. Now, it might just be for a couple of days. It's going to happen next week. What? It's locked in. I've run this by Alex. She's cool with it.
Oh.
So it's happening.
Next week?
Yeah, next week.
It's we're going to be going the end of the show.
Well, you know what? It'll either be team bonding right. And it'll build our friendships and we'll come out of it better. Or it'll tear us apart.
Now, so you get the big room. I'll get the room next to it.
You.
And Byron can get, what, in the granny flat or the doghouse out the back?
Oh, yeah,
well,
funny.
I've just looked at the, here's the floor plan. So the master suite does have a wonderful ensuite and walk-in wardrobe.
That's yours.
Fev, really? I thought we were going to, flip a coin or something. Can
no,
I just have it?
You can have it.
Well, Fev's pregnant. I think that's fair.
Oh, guys, I really appreciate this.
That's fair. What else is
there?
We've
got bedroom 2, bedroom 3, bedroom 4. I don't know. What do you think, Fev?
So, Fev's showing Fev a picture of some of the floor plans here of Mandalay.
I'm trying to figure out where...
Well, you get the master suite.
Yep.
Oh, I'll sleep in the theatre room.
There's a theatre room. The house looks amazing.
Sky racing.
It's got a walk-in pantry, a butler's pantry. It's got a sun court. It's got a theatre. Okay, we're going to move in next week. We've even got a jingle.
Hang on, what day?
Yeah, it's happening.
And you've done a jingle?
Wednesday, Thursday.
You've got ahead of yourself.
Because I have to do it. It's the only way to get Wednesday. Fev on board is to actually really commit.
Okay.
I've got footy show Wednesday.
The day after then.
Here we go.
Imagine Fifi, Fev and Byron too, living together underneath a single roof. Who knows what kind of trouble they will get into while living together. Fifi, Fev, Byron live together.
We've joked about this for years, guys.
That is brilliant.
Is it? Well done, Leon. Round of applause. That was great. But this is just a joke we've had, and I think let's commit. Mandalay have offered us a home to spend a few days in, and I think we should see how we go. Who does the cooking? Who gets
Uber
to
Eats?
Who gets to who gets to control the remote? So many questions.
Okay, great.
This sounds good.
All right, so next week.
I'm going to be at the 19th hole most of the time, I reckon.
There's a golf course there.
I can be your little caddy in the buggy.
There's only 18 holes, Boxy. The 19th hole's the clubhouse.
That's
where you have a couple of frothies. A
couple of drinks.
We're only doing 9, I'm not doing 18.
It's all happening next week. In future, maybe ask us if we want to do it before you go public with it.
No, because if I'd asked and then we all talked about it, there would have been 100 reasons not to do it. I've locked it in.
Okay, it's happening next week, right here.
I've locked it in.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, guys, we turned up yesterday, beautiful Mandalay Estate. We're driving in, get to our home. And Fev, you were here first and you became the welcoming party.
Yeah, I did. And before I drove in, did anyone drive past that kebab truck? Oh, I got excited seeing that.
I didn't see it. And apparently they're amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing, yeah. It's just on the way in.
On your way in, yeah, just before you turn off the Mandalay.
I saw the Hungry Jacks and then you went there for me, which was amazing.
That was good too.
A surprise.
Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, so I greeted everyone, guys.
It's not a surprise. She knows she was given a burger.
No, perhaps some people might not that are listening.
Continue. Oh, yep.
Yeah, because later on in the show that might come up.
Beautiful.
I don't think it does.
Oh, doesn't it? Oh, anyway, I got her a cheeseburger.
I don't think it made the edit.
When I went and got petrol. No, I was here first, which was always going to happen because I live the furthest away. to get here.
Yeah.
Because I live on Bay, I'm Bayside, and you guys are sort of this side.
Northy.
Yes. And I did speak to you, and I was 30 minutes away, and you said you were 50. So I'm like, oh, do I stop? But I thought I'd get here, you know, try to get the good room. First here, got the worst room. Oh, how does that work?
You didn't mean to, though.
Yeah, I know. I tried. I got a real bad bed.
Anyway, I wasn't here for this, but can I hear what happened, Fev, when you greeted Byron at the door?
Well, why does everything have to be a prank?
Dave, play the package.
Everything. Yeah, that's the panel operator back at the studio. Yeah, play it.
Yeah, they've even got a nice TV.
Velvet cushions, it's a nice touch.
This is your room?
That's okay.
That's the third room.
It's a bit clutter in there, isn't it?
It's a little bed.
No, that's not my room.
It is your bed.
Look at that bed, that's quite small.
That's
not my room?
It's only three rooms.
What?
Yeah, that's a storeroom, and this is the other room.
Well, but look at the difference between these and mine. So. My room's obviously their storage area. Yeah.
Enjoy that, bro.
Thanks. Cheers. I'll see myself
in. I reckon you'll be sleeping now.
Stay away. Thank you. Fev?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how flat are you about that room?
It's stitch up. I reckon there's another room here.
No, but how flat are you?
What's behind that door?
It's a laundry. Is it a laundry?
Let's have a look. Yeah, if that's a nice room. Oh, that's a nice room! Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Got him.
That's very good. I loved it.
Why can't you just say, welcome, here's your room? Why does it have to be a joke?
Because
it's funny.
Exactly. And you just have to know him by now. And he's pranked you about 8 times since that.
Well, I trust him.
I know, and you really do. It's sweet. I was...
He's like a little puppy dog to his owner.
I know.
Oh, you're the best.
Just wants to look for the best in you.
Yeah, very loyal.
And then I turned up. I was thrilled.
Come into our...
Thanks, guys. Establishment. This is fun.
Yeah, welcome.
Well, this is nice. I'll pop my stuff in here. It's lovely.
It's lovely. Come on.
There's an ensuite too. You got a bathroom.
This is our entertainment
room. The theatre. Look at that.
Theatre.
Oh, wow. That's a huge telly.
This is
Byron. Is that where we're going to watch the footy?
This is Byron's room.
This is beautiful.
That's good. Where the Lucia's sleeping.
Great.
Thank you. Nice. Don't come knocking.
Great bathroom. They've really separated us.
This is the living room.
Oh, how nice is that?
They've made some food for you, Fifi.
Oh, lovely.
Peanut butter slices.
Isn't this lovely? And there's a golf course.
Yes.
You were the host with the most, weren't you, Fev?
Really into it.
Yeah.
And we've actually, there's a golf course. It's our backyard. It's great.
I was having a couple of shots in the backyard. That didn't end well.
Yeah, look, if you go to our Insta story, Fifi Fev Byron, Fev, with a little wedge, has a little pitch out to the green from the backyard. Then he pulled out the driver.
That's a bad move.
No, they shouldn't have done that. So that's all that Fifi...
There's lots of fun Insta stories. Remember when he pushed you in the pool?
Well, again, that's... Yeah. Fifi Fev Byron.
Remember when I fell off my chair?
Yes, and then I propped you up wearing only underpants.
Why didn't you put clothes on?
I don't know. That was weird.
I know, that was really weird.
Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram.
You're in bed with her.
Commercial break time.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Well, guys, we had so much fun yesterday. We really got into the resort style living. We played golf. Byron went swimming.
Interesting decision with his clothes on.
I was pushed in the pool.
Pushed him in his clothes. And then we played tennis. Now, it was interesting because I said to you guys, I don't think I should play because I'm 6 months pregnant and I haven't exercised for about a year and this is probably not a good idea. And you well know I have a competitive spirit.
Yes.
So I did take to the tennis court. Fev and I, we went up against James and Dougie, two professional coaches here at Mandalay Estate.
Dougie was the old Pizza Hut guy.
Yeah, no, definitely him.
I thought, Fev, we were quite a good duo.
100%.
I reckon we played well. Well, we did. We smashed James and Dougie.
It wasn't really the spirit. Everyone was going a bit hard, actually, especially given your condition.
I reckon the first 2 points was just, ah, ha, ha, this is fun. And then we ramped it up.
We surprised them.
I think
me
we did
particularly
too.
And I was in thongs. You look at a pregnant woman in thongs and my skirt was falling off. I looked like a mess.
I had a beer in my hand, I think.
Yeah,
I think
that was
I just drank
unusual.
A freak shake, which is like a really intense milkshake.
Okay. Let's have a listen to the action from Mandalay.
Oh, so James and Dougie are your local Mandalay coaches.
I'm incapacitated a little bit.
That's all right. Here.
First man ever.
James and Dougie and a heavily pregnant Fifi.
Oh, Oh, Fev, go!
Yeah.
Great shot. Oh, making me run. It is.
Foxy. Fev thinks he's playing cricket. All right, so...
Mine!
Foxy's calling mine for everything. I know Serena Williams won the Australian Open pregnant.
Yours?
We're seeing similar form from Box.
Oh, no! No!
Oh, don't make us feel like that, Dougie.
You didn't want to come back, did you?
No. She's 5 months pregnant, mate. Dougie's starting to play relentless ground strokes.
Short. Oh, yeah. That's right at me!
Go, Boxy!
My chest is falling down. I'm exposing my bad midriff.
She'll end on a
sugar.
We end on a I think I pulled a muscle in my butt cheek.
Okay.
That was a really good shot. That last one.
Yeah, you're really good too. You are a natural.
You split them straight down the middle and they both looked at each other and I was like, that was so flat.
Yeah. I know, but I shouldn't have done that. I have been rolling my butt on a tennis ball all night. I've actually really caused some pretty intense gluteal damage in there. Right in there.
Okay, all right, that's enough.
Right in there.
Wow, Fifi Fev Byron.
Tissue.
If you go to our Instagram, you'll see the video of all that.
What are you rolling on?
A tennis ball.
Oh.
Just a tennis ball.
Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram.
101.9 The Fox.
We are live from Mandalay Estate.
Yes, in a house that we slept in last night. We've moved in. A very unique radio experience right now, broadcasting from the bedroom that I slept in.
It looks like a comfy bed, Boxy.
It is. Well, Byron and I are in the bed. You've wisely chosen to sit on an armchair next to the bed.
Yeah, I have, because my bed was uncomfortable. So I've got a sore back and a sore neck, and I just feel like I need to sit up straight so I can crack it all back into place.
Well, it's a shame. That's
my fault.
Because, you know, but you know what? We had a great night last night we had dinner together. We watched the footy together. I went off early.
We watched the footy. You're watching Facebook or YouTube.
I was just watching videos. I was mindlessly watching videos, trying to be social, but really I just wanted to go to bed. Anyway, it was nice because at bedtime, we were a bit like, what was that show back in the day? I don't even remember it. The Waltons or whatever.
The Waltons. Oh, wow, that's Cosby's. Cool.
Something like that, where they used to all go night, Mary Jo, night, Jim Bob.
That's Brady Bunch.
Maybe it was that.
No, the Beverly Hills Billies.
Yeah, it was something like
that. The Beverly Hills Billies.
Anyway, let's have a listen, guys, to what it was like going to bed last night. And I think we should
point out
that Fev is ever the prankster.
I thought this was one of his worst pranks. It wasn't very good.
Let's hear how.
Surprises on at 8:10.
Let's hear how it went down last night when we were going to bed.
Yes, Fev. I've organised Byron's bed and I've short sheeted it.
What short sheeted mean?
So when he hops in the sheet, and when he puts his feet in, it won't go further than like his waist. You'll be able to get it.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to bed, boys. Good night.
Good night, Boxy.
Good night, Faith.
Good night. Door's locked?
Yeah, I'm going to lock my door because I don't trust Faith. So
I'm locking my door.
Cool.
Shut up, Byron, you geek.
Well, I just want to sleep and just feel comfortable.
Did someone lock the front door?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Thank you. I'm too tired to move.
Good night, geek boy. Good night.
Nighty-night.
Good night.
Night-night.
You right in there, mate? You right?
Yes, I'm sleeping. Can you not...
Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm sleeping. I'm trying to sleep. What are you doing?
Do you have a problem with your sheets or...?
It wasn't made very well. We're
really shortened the sheets so you can get your legs through.
I was wondering why I was having so many challenges. Who made the bed?
We shortened your sheets so you can get your legs through.
I couldn't get in.
So it worked. Oh, yuck! Whoa. That's disgusting. At that point, I had pulled Byron's doona back and he may have been nude. It was awful.
That was unfortunate.
I'm so well behaved. Like, for you to look at me and say that I look awful with no shirt on.
No, you were nude. It was disgusting.
Well, I was in bed. I was in my private space.
There's no private space when you live in a family, my friend.
Oh, it's a weird
family.
I want out.
You can have out. Dave, you're in.
The panel operator. No, he's pretty
That's
good.
That's you. That's your job. We're the same people.
We are live from Mandalay Living. That's yet another video. We keep making all these videos.
Yeah, they're great videos on our Insta, on our socials.
All right, Fifi.
Good fun.
Fev Byron on Instagram. This is The Fox.
What about part two?
101.9 The Fox.
What about the golf carts? How good is it? You can just... The resort style living here of our house, guys, we can just take a golf cart. There's a golf course just behind our home.
My favourite part so far, I think, Fair, was when you put on your Callaway outfit. You had a costume, like a uniform from Callaway.
Well, we were playing golf, boxing.
And your clubs that I got to play with were sensational.
They do a good job down there at Callaway, don't they?
Now, I had never played golf before. I didn't even know.
You thought you were a left-hander, but you're not.
Yeah, there's lots of things I didn't know. I won't lie, I didn't even know we were playing golf. I just thought we were going for rides in the buggy.
Yeah, look, Fev got the buggy. We actually had a few buggies here. We've been very lucky. Anyway, Fev took Fief in one of the buggies as we headed off.
Let me drive.
Yeah,
to the 11th hole. Let's have a listen how it played out.
What are you doing? It's not me, it's Fev.
I'm reversing.
Fev just put something in my mouth. While I'm driving. Oh. Whee! Whoa, foot to the floor.
Oh,
what happens if you run into them?
Go try.
Does it stop?
No, it does stop, sure.
It won't let you?
No. Not too fast. Okay.
Were we supposed to do something then?
Yeah, stop here.
Stop here?
No, keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going. And stop here.
Really? Why?
That's it, stop there. Don't go there.
I don't understand why we stopped.
Because this is where you tee off.
Oh, we're playing golf.
Okay, so look, it wasn't
good
the ideal start. But I tell you what, Fev, now you love to play golf. Your Callaway's out and you always have a hit.
I went off first, so I teed off just to show you the distance. We're about 168 from the hole. I had a nice little 5-iron, just laid it up, probably about 4 foot from the hole.
It was a beautiful approach shot on a par three.
Just wanted to get that in because there was no audio from it.
I'm not
quite sure why there wasn't.
Nothing
was
really funny
shot.
About you just nailing it.
But, yeah, well, there was.
Anyway,
so I just sort of, well, it was a nice 5-iron, just a bit of a draw to the right and just land on the goal. And then you...
I followed my mentor. What can I say?
And she actually, having never played, check this out. There are glimpses of some incredible talent. Let's just relive this moment.
I might kick off with a wood.
Yeah.
Now, that's an interesting choice of club.
Is this a joke or is this what I would use?
Yeah, you're not going to hit it very far, right?
I know. Well, I'm
if you hit an iron,
I'm going to get it onto the green.
That's going to go the furthest.
Okay, that's good then.
Yeah.
Fief.
I'm left-handed. Does that make it different?
Well, you're hitting it right-handed. And... Oh, she's hit it really well! She's got over the water!
It was an amazing shot.
Thank you,
it was a great swing. You're pregnant. It was unbelievable. And it went straight pretty much in the middle of the fairway. Wow. And the best thing about the whole thing is I drove Byron.
I did. I hit the ball further than Byron.
There's
six foot four, and I'm about 5 foot two.
That's what happened.
Okay, see,
that's
with golf, it's actually about accuracy. So you went further. You're out in someone's backyard. I was in the middle of the fairway.
About golf, it's about how many shots you take to finish the hole.
Okay,
that's what golf's about.
Anyway,
makes a good point.
Look, this next bit, I don't think it's been edited very well. I don't agree with how it all ended. There's a whole backstory, and I won't bore people with the detail. I don't think I lost, but play it out.
So this is 5. No, this is 6 for you. Uh-oh.
Too hard, man.
Completely.
Bro, too hard.
That's now 7.
Thanks, Greg Norman.
That's now 7.
Oh.
So you're at a 7. Now you're at an 8.
Oh.
Bad luck.
Is this the 9?
Work on your aim. You're at a 9. Good. 10.
Oh, no.
I've gone in with a 9.
So this is your 7th shot. Just tap it in. Just tap it closed. And get in with 8. Just tap it real soft. Like that. Just real soft.
Oh, that's in.
Oh, just tap this in and you're beating.
Well, with the 2-stroke penalty, which was contentious.
That's no one's fault. Yeah.
I beat Byron.
With an 8.
So what happened was, guys, I was putting for a birdie, but Byron's ball was behind mine off the green, and he hit my ball. So if you hit someone else's ball in golf, it's a 2-stroke penalty. So Byron got an extra 2 strokes.
He ended up with a 9. Boxy ended up with an 8, and I parted. But we're not worried about
it. What was annoying was I hit Fev's ball accidentally. It was a magnificent putt, and it was going in. But it wasn't my ball.
It wasn't going in. Yeah. Okay. Fev got a par 3, and I believe that's very good.
Yeah, it's just par.
What par was that?
3.
3.
Cool.
Yeah. So I took 3 shots.
Check out the video.
I missed the birdie. I was a bit flat.
Anyway. Fev Byron.
Beautiful golf course. If you want to play golf, mate, come up here. It is an absolutely beautiful deck.
Hey, we're going to talk about the bit where you two are playing footy and Fev kicked a ball and it broke Byron's fingers.
I don't want to bag Byron because I'm not allowed to bag him anymore.
Oh, well, you've done pretty well this morning.
That wasn't bagging you. That's what happened. You lost golf. It's just fact.
Yeah.
When things are fact, you can say it. When you exaggerate, that's bagging.
You're not having a kick with Juddy, mate. I'm a radio announcer.
Yeah, this Byron, I feel so sorry for Zeph because
my son,
you're so uncoordinated.
Not a footy player.
Yeah, you can tell you're from Sydney.
Wow.
I feel sorry for someone who's never watched Brendan Favola in person kick a ball. That was amazing.
He is unbelievable. You're
the ball was nearly in outer space.
I could have kicked that ball up for 5 hours and watched Byron try mark one. It was. It's probably the funniest thing I've done all year.
Okay, all those videos are up at Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram.
Is your finger okay?
Yeah, no, I thought I went all right for an amateur.
No, your finger.
No, it's broken. 29 past 8. Fifi Fev and Byron.